This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
That is what we do here. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Homeroom, last homeroom of 2024. Jess, Johnny.
Wow.
Welcome to the almost beginning of a new year, but we're ending this year. So good to see both of you. Holidays, Christmas presents, we even Hanukkah gifts occasionally. How'd you guys make out over the break?
Who Johnny. You make out with?
Or I didn't say who you made out with.
I'm like, I mean, that's what I heard. Come on, that's what I heard.
Well, look, I was at a Christmas dinner, and my sister-in-law did the, okay, everybody, let's go around now and say what our favorite gift from the year was. And, you know, it was one of those things of going, okay, so do I pick the right gift, or do I pick the one that makes, that truly made me the most happy? That's a trick question. I'm just saying.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've got two. I've got my overall favorite gift of the holidays is being able to just be able to spend time with family and friends. And that's a gift because, as you know, we're constantly going. And it's hard to take a deep breath and slow down. So the gift of slowing down, that's the big one for me. Mm-hmm. And then two, I'll wear it to our first episode of next year. Okay. But I got a throwback Miracle on Ice Christmas sweater. I call it a Christmas sweater, but it's actually like a knit Team USA 1980 throwback from Lake Placid sweater. And I'm gonna wear it to our first episode of the new year.
Oh, I'm excited. So it'll to be see
on
that.
The YouTube. So that's a fun material gift. But the big takeaway from my holiday was time with friends and family. It's priceless. And so I'd say that's the gift for me that I'm still holding on to as my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Jess.
I mean, honestly, fairly similar. I didn't get a sweater, but just being able to spend time with my family and, you know, my husband, his parents divorced when he was in high school. They've both remarried. And the incredible thing is everyone gets along really well. So we have a lot of parents. We've got a lot of love, and just being able to go to all of these warm, comforting places with people who love us and who we love and just spending time together was such an incredible gift. Not to mention all of the amazing food that I have eaten over the past couple of days. Oh man, my soul is full. My heart is full. And in terms of material gifts, I got some tattoo money. I am very excited for that.
Nice.
I got some new ink on the way, and excited to show that off.
You're finally getting that full color Busted Pencils, right?
Yeah, over my entire back. Yeah, the whole thing.
full back tattoo.
Yeah. What about you, man. Tim?
You know what? Like, same thing, right? Going around family members. This was our Christmas, though. When I say my wife, Michelle, and I, and then we have our two kids, Luke and Lacey. Luke's 25. Lacey's 22. She got to come home for a little bit. Luke was spending this Christmas up in the UP, the Upper Peninsula. With his girlfriend's family. So we didn't have them around. We had my daughter around. My daughter's got a great steady boyfriend. This has been about the first year. Last year she spent the whole Christmas with us, but this year now it's a real boyfriend. So guess what? She had to figure out how to do time between our house and his house. And you know, you're kind of sitting there a little bit occasionally going like, oh, where are our two kids?
Aww.
But at the same time, it's also great to just see how, you know, great and successful that they are and having great relationships that allow them to have, you know, again, that sharedness of combining families and how that kind of works out. So that was good. Material gift. It's one of these things. I got some great clothes that, believe it or not, I actually really, really appreciated. You know, in fact, guess what? I got to wear it right away for one of those family parties for the day after Christmas. And so I had a nice outfit that I got to celebrate with. So enjoyed it, you know, a lot. And boy, but now, you know, here we go coming up on, as we say, you know, we're making this transition here day before New Year's Eve. And I'm just thinking, you guys, it has been a heck of a year for Busted Pencils. You know, even thinking about where we've been, where we came from, all of those things, the guests, the experiences, the first times, lots of first times. Thinking about that, you know, as we're leaving 2024, we should maybe make a mention of some of our favorite occurrences and stories. And you say even some of the shocking things that happened this past year. I want to jump out, though, right away with one that, you know, we were talking about getting ready for this show. The fact that in April of 2024, Johnny Lupinacci and Tim Slecker physically met each other for the first time in 4 years ever, having recorded the show together from 2020. We had never met face to face.
That's amazing.
And I know, right?
COVID buddies here, man. We met. And I mean, Tim, I think to highlight that, like, we met in person physically for the first time. We went to Madison. Big shout out to Minocqua Brewing Company, Civic Media, brought us into Madison, right, for a live event. It was awesome. We packed the house. We met lots of people who we've gotten to work with through Civic Media. And, you know, Tim, your time in Madison. So lots of great folks. I'll call them like educator activists.
Right.
Or defenders of democracy over in Wisconsin. We got to hang tough with the whole crew. But Tim, it was the first time we had ever met. We hung out in the Capitol. You know, we got to spend time. You and I had spent time almost every day together through COVID.
Right.
You know, doing Busted Pencils together. Little fun fact for the listener out there. Tim had recorded a podcast of Busted Pencils, and I was a guest. And that was the last recording before they closed the studio you were working in down for COVID. And he said, he reached out to me. He said, hey, I don't know when this thing's going to get produced. This was the beginning of the COVID lockdown. Oh, yeah. He's like, but it was a great episode and I'd love to have you on because we're actually going to go live. Right. And so then from then on weekly. Tim, we were there. And I'm going to take us into our next big moment because we were weekly doing Busted Pencils for years. So not only did we meet this year, but we went daily on social media every day. And it was a dream, right? I loved being on every day with you, Tim. And it was special of this year. But boy, was it a huge, like, right turn, quick 180 degrees, because we were now going from an hour or two of content a week to 5-6 hours of content a week. And it was a blast because, as you listeners know, Tim and I, and then Ad and Jess, can be a lot of talking. We got a lot of talking.
Well, Johnny, there's so many pencils to bust.
Yeah. That was special.
Speaking of meeting, though, I got to also put out one of my favorites of the year, too. Producer Jess, first of all, the reality was, is we got Jess this year.
Yeah.
And Jess and I got to meet this year, you know, for the first time for the WPEN, Wisconsin Public Education Network, their big summit in Madison. And again, thanks to Civic Media, they brought me back in. They brought Jess over and we got to hang out for a couple days
a blast.
I know. And it was one of those things. It's like, wait a minute, we're all finally getting this opportunity to meet each other. And people who have come across the show on YouTube and different things like that, or they're listening, they're like, first of all, they're like, wait, you guys aren't in the same studio when you do this? No. Jess is out there in Waukesha, right outside of Milwaukee.
Well, I'm in Racine now.
Oh, that's right. Racine, that new studio.
Yeah, that's changed too.
You know, I'm in southeastern Ohio. Johnny's out there in eastern Washington. And yeah, it comes together. And so the fact that we all got to meet each other, although Johnny and Jess, we still haven't met
in person.
2025.
I don't know how tall you actually are, Johnny.
Tall.
He is.
You can tell in the Zoom window or in the StreamYard window.
Yeah, anyone who's watching us on the stream, Johnny just stood up like a little meerkat.
When he found me in the airport, he was like, "Hey, Tim," and I turned around and I was looking at his chest.
So, but you know, 2024 is a big year for Busted Pencils. This is the Busted Pencils that we've come to know and love, really kind of grew into itself this year. It's yeah. been really special. There was a lot of chemistry. There were a lot of, you know, great moments, you know, the time, Tim, you and I have had together, but it really all came together when we got dedicated Jess, chairwoman of the boards, aww. Running things, getting with us here. And you know, I feel like we found our groove. Yeah. Like this is our jam. This is the band. And it came together in 2024. So as we're thinking back about big things from 2024, the good and the bad, this is absolutely the good. And it's going to stay with us for a while. Like this is really a big year for Busted Pencils.
Thinking of that too, you know what, if you're out there and you have a favorite Busted Pencils moment, and you know, we'd love to hear 608-557-8577. 608-557-8577, Busted Pencils mailbag. Leave us your memories. We would love to hear them. And again, we point this out. Leave us a voicemail because we're going to play it on the air. Tell us what you, hey, you know what though? And tell us what you hated. We're good with that. You know, you're like,
we
Tim,
welcome
you
your
just,
hate.
Yeah, you babble and babble and babble and don't make a darn point, and I've had enough of it. Okay, let me know. Work on it. I'm not sure I'll ever get better at that, but, you know, it is that thing. So give us a call, Busted Pencils mailbag. Okay, still looking back, you know, and maybe we'll go here first so that we don't end there. You know, and it's been tough. Guess what? School shootings continued.
Yeah.
2024, 83 school shootings in 2024. Think about that. 83. It has now gotten statistically, this is an interesting statistic, that almost everybody now in America has some 1 to 2 degree connection to somebody who's been in a school shooting.
That's a terrible statistic.
Yeah. I mean, what it used to be, it's like, well, that'll never happen to me. I'll never understand. I'll never, you know, no, you will. You will. It will happen. It will be a connection that sadly you won't want to ever acknowledge. But you know, the reality is that, in fact, you know, the 2017 in Florida, that was, you know, great colleague and great friend of mine. Her son was in that, luckily survived in Parkland, you know, and so it happens like that. And so we spend that time. Is this, you know, why is this continue to happen? So many different reasons. But, you know, thinking about what we can do or one of the reasons, I don't know. I mean, let's be honest, access to guns, you know, come on, let's. You know, yes, mental health, yes, all these things, but access to guns has never been so, in this sense, the ability to get access to a gun is the easiest it's ever been in this country's history. You know, and we as a country have made a choice that easy access to guns, Second Amendment rights, those abilities of gun owners are, those rights are absolutely the top of the priority list, and that child safety, teacher safety, your own safety, that's, you know, as our new elected vice president to be said, you know, it's just a fact of life now. We just have to accept that we're going to live in fear of being, you know, of being shot. So I think that's a sad statement from 2024.
Definitely. Definitely. And I'm glad you brought it up, Tim, because, you know, educated educators talking education. It would be, you know, irresponsible for us not to bring that reality up that, you know, anybody going to a school or sending someone to a school has this as a concern, and it just shouldn't be that way. It just shouldn't. I mean, but, you know, I want to turn it. We'll go back. Because, you know, with the good, with the bad, there's always the good. And, you know, I'm thinking still riding that love roller coaster a little bit of, you know, great things for Busted Pencils. And we got Jess and Tim, you and I got to spend lots of time every day on the radio, Jess producing us. And that brought lots of amazing guests in 2024. Like some of our regulars, right. You know, we're still around. We had great time this year with Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, Matt Damon's mom. Lots of listeners got to ask, what would Matt Damon's mom say? And we got to spend lots of time with the Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Those are big highlights for me. Also, big one as a blue collar scholar, you know, and as an AFT card carrying educator, right? Randy Weingarten.
Whoa.
Semi-regular guest, you know, always in conversation with us now, Tim. You know, it was big having her join Busted Pencils this year. And with not only the enthusiasm, but with the platform to talk about change and the labor that happens in our schools. Huge. So big guests there. Continued awesome partnerships. I mean, we had an amazing partnership. We mentioned it earlier in our live event with Minocqua Brewing Company. Cool stuff happening down at the MBC in Madison. But, you know, we got to make friends with our guy Kirk over there. We got to have some fun partnership work with him that continues in exciting ways. We'll get into that as we go into the new year. We also got to keep in touch with amazing educators around the country doing social justice education work through our Rethinking Schools guests. Right, that was awesome moments for us. Man, who else? I mean, we had some amazing.
Well, when you're talking about partnerships too, just to point this out, you know, we came across Jonathan Gurko and his book Publicization, you know, did that interview and then realized, wait a minute, he's also the president of the Association of College and University Educators. They're an organization committed to improving teaching in higher education in colleges. And in fact, you know, we ended up having Jonathan come on to talk about that work. And now we're in partnership with AQ. And the reality, you know, with that partnership is, hey, if you're listening to Busted Pencils and you want to explore a little AQ for a discount, hey, it's Busted Pencils, all caps, 2020. Check out AQ's page and see how you might be able to get 20% off of some form of professional development. If you're out there thinking, boy, I would love to be a better teacher. Or if you're a provost out there listening and going, how can I help my faculty? Well, there it is. Sorry, I threw in a little ad there, but those partnerships. Yeah. Rethinking Schools, AQ, you know, and pointing out Nancy Carlson Page. And come on though.
What about our great partnership also with Educators?
You took it from me, man. That's exactly, you know, Teacher Hallie and Teacher Joanna.
Yeah. Plenty of time, extended time with Teacher Hallie and Teacher Joanna. Had some special stuff coming up in the new year with Educators Amplified. So, you know, this is homeroom and it's the last show of 2024. But make sure you also tune in on Wednesday when we drop our first episode of the new year. And I got some special stuff. Tim and I, we're going to share some special stuff about Teacher Hallie and Teacher Joanna and Educators Amplified. But holy smokes, getting to have them on regular. And Tim, I also really, really remember looking back at 2024 that we have been talking about this for a while, the importance of what we call essentials, not just extracurriculars, but that's what they're kind of referred to, but the essentials, the athletic programs, the theater programs, the art programs, all of the things that complement, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic in our public school curriculum. But the great work of those essentials, you know, we launched a segment that drops on Fridays in the fall. We called it First Downs and Friday Night Lights. Then as it switched to the winter seasons, you know, we start calling it free throws and face offs. But we got to partner with some great folks, especially I want to give a shout out to Jimmy K at Civic Media,
who joins us
pretty regularly. And we get to have great conversations about, you know, those extras that aren't really extra to so many of the kids and the families and the faculty that make public education what it is in our communities. You know, we got to have a special feature weekly where we talk about sports and theater productions and all those cool things. So it's been a special year, man. We had some great guests, just some amazing folks. You know, if you're just tuning in to Busted Pencils, you're a newer listener, go into the archives, dig deep, just pick an episode. You can't go wrong.
They're all great. You know,
there they are. The guests that we get on here. I mean, when recently we were asked to make an A-list And it was really hard to do because it's like, wow, the folks who come on Busted Pencils, being like, they are top-notch voices in education. And we've been grateful to have a bunch of them in 2024.
Jess, what are you thinking this year about, you know, is being the chair, as Johnny says, the chairwoman of the boards, the, you know, working with two, go for it.
There have been so many new experiences for me over these past 7 months and a couple weeks that I've been with you, that I've been with Civic Media. I mean, I have been learning just so much every single day. So this year has been full of new experiences, learning how to be chairwoman of the board, learning how to do all of this stuff that I'm doing, learning who you fine people are and building relationships with you. It's been so incredible for me. And through your guests and through this show, I've learned so much and I've grown so much as an educator myself. I mean, nice. I teach some supplemental education on the weekends and I do some tutoring during the week. And I have to tell you, I've learned a lot and I've been able to apply a lot of what I've learned to my own classroom. And I've seen enormous improvements. I've seen my relationships with my students improve. I've seen their learning outcomes improve. And I mean, that's what it's all for, isn't it?
Nice. Boy, I love that. I mean, the fact that, yeah, we're all learning. It has been a heck of a year, learning a lot, you know, going from, Johnny, as you said, a weekly show to a daily show.
Well, we went to that daily show, and in that daily show, one of the things Tim and I were really beefing over, I can't let a recap of 2024 slide away from us, Jess and Tim, without talking about the AI battles between Tim and I.
Oh my goodness. I mean,
Johnny versus Tim in the AI. You know, I'll be honest, in 2024, I started vehemently opposed.
Yes, you did.
To AI in my most stubborn way. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just a new tool producing more garbage, blah, blah, blah. And I made a little bit of a turn. You know, starting in the fall, I started teaching with AI and inviting students to learn how to use it as I was learning how to use it. Exactly how I just explained it, as a tool, as part of our changed work labor. What are we doing in education specifically to teach with AI? Our students are using it. How do we accept the invitation, begrudgingly as I was at it, you know, to say it's here. Students have not only access to it, but they're utilizing it, not only in their learning, but in their day-to-day lives, as they probably should be, because it's a part of almost all of their career pathways. And I teach teachers, so it makes sense. How are they learning to utilize AI as teachers, to engage in the limitations of it, like to know those limitations, but to also see some of the ways it enhances their teaching and their students' learning? So, you know, I was a bit of a change of heart. I opened the door a bit to that. And I give Tim a hard time because I always say Tim's drinking the Kool-Aid with the AI.
But now you're sipping it.
I am. I'm sampling it. You know, there is a
You're wafting it. You're taking a little taste.
Yeah. What do they call it when you go to like taste a flight?
Oh, you're having a flight of AI.
Yeah, I've had a flight of AI this fall. Different uses for it. And you know, I've been really a bit of a change of heart on the AI. So the AI continues in 2024 to escalate. We had the battle, and then we had like the Busted Pencils version of the Treaty of Versailles. You know, Tim and Johnny coming together. And I'll
say
that
was
really
through AQ.
I think AQ a bit, like a little bit of the AQ encouragement of it, a little bit of me saying, hey, as an educator in 2024, preparing teachers to be our elementary, middle, and high school teachers of the future, that they need to learn about this as well. So I have a responsibility to it. And you know, that's been a big shift for me. But I'm still asking questions like how and what are the limitations? How is it interacting with our culture? Is it changing our culture? Mm. Is it part of our culture? How does that technology as it exists and continues to grow make its, you know, mark on education? So, you know, Tim, that was a big part of your year.
It was steady. Yeah, it was huge. And in fact, you make me think, you know, two of our, you know, last episodes as we're coming into 2024 with Brian Gonzalez and Anshul Sonak of Intel, you know, they pointed out the cultural shift. And as Anshul was saying, guess what? This is the new electricity. And the reality of how this is going to either be, you know, distributed inequitably or equitably, and how humans really need to make sure. And there you go. Just humans.
Humans.
Humans. Okay. But, you know, in how there's really this sense of going, you know, where are we going to go with it? And the partnerships between technology institutions, education institutions, communities are going to be essential so that the people in those communities can have those conversations and connections about how they want AI to show up in their lives. I think that was some really, really amazing stuff. Too much to go on, Johnny. Too much.
Well, you know, never too much here at Busted Pencils. I mean, it's called Fully Leaded for a reason. Fully Leaded Education Talk. So here we are. Tim, thinking about 2024, too, as we wind down, you know, I cannot leave out the fact that it was a roller coaster of democracy in action. Hey. I mean, we had a presidential election that was like the theme park of U.S. politics.
Oh.
And, you know, I started the year pretty much bracing for the worst, you know, and thinking about, you know, democracy potentially going on back into the ICU and on life support, given this presidential election. I was revived. I was energized by a youthful movement, right? We got really excited about last year's premonition of educators running for political offices. And lo and behold, Tim Walz, a vice presidential candidate, a former teacher, you know, I will call him as somebody who was really, you know, quite radical in his education views in Minnesota, bringing that to the national platform. That was a huge moment. But, you know, the election, we learned a lot. You know, the election was telling this year. So we had kind of a letdown with the presidential election. I'll say it here. I was amped and jazzed for Kamala and Walz. And, you know, and we learned that the country wasn't. But we also learned some big things from local elections. Referendums passed all over the place. We also learned that vouchers, by and large, got shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really interesting stuff. So 2024 election, yep, democracy went back into the ICU. It's in a moment, like it's on life support. It's not dead, right? But it's on life support. And it really turned our attention to, so what's happening locally? What is it that American voters believe in? Where are their thoughts and beliefs? And one thing we learned that I'll sort of end on that positive with is that people in this country care about their public schools.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes, what a platform for us to take into 2025. Talking about public education, fully leaded education talk, and saying, hey, we know you care about schools out there. Yeah, whether you're red or you're blue, we know that you care about schools. So how do we bring ourselves together to strengthen our public education? So that was a big year. And I'll say a silver lining in an election that didn't quite go the way we had hoped, Tim, you, Jess, and I, we were all really like, we are pretty amped. We are pretty jazzed. We maybe even had some confidence that I didn't have at the beginning of the year. I sure had going into the election, and it didn't quite go the way we wanted, but we learned a lot. Americans, by and large, care a whole lot about their public schools, and that's something we'll take into 2025 from 2024.
And now, your moment of zen. To be hopeful in bad times is not just foolishly romantic. It is based on the fact that human history is a history not only of cruelty, but also of compassion, sacrifice, courage, and kindness.
All right, listeners, what an awesome year, 2024. We're going to be saying goodbye to it in the next day. Oof, I'm wishing all of you the happiest of New Year's. We'll catch you on the other side with a very special class in session Wednesday morning and a whole brand new year of Busted Pencils.